Here's the thing. COVID.
I took a water from the table out there and brought it down.
Yeah.
But I don't remember where I set it down, and it's one of the two. But I'm scared to, like, make the 50-50 guess of which one it is.
All aboard!
Hey! Huh? Oops! What? Wow! Yeah!
Hello, everybody. And welcome to episode 31 of Where Dreams Come True, the show where we suffer through the entire good and bad of Disney+. I am your host, Collins, and joining me today are Cameron and Cody.
Hey.
Before we go into it, would one of you like to explain why we are without a couch?
So there's a door over there that holds all of our stuff other than this thing that we're standing on.
And these chairs.
And we got locked out of it by some random phantom.
So for the foreseeable future, the set will be three chairs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll go back to the podcast booth.
We could do that too, yeah.
Yeah,
we
that might too. Do that.
So this week we watched Marvel Battleworld Mystery of the Thanastones, which only about a few minutes ago I discovered is a hybrid, is a series of shorts meant to advertise for a board game slash collectible miniature figure toy line produced by Funko and brought to you by The Mandalorian.
Ooh, wait, they're spoiling it. I haven't got there yet.
Oh, wow.
Stop
looking.
Avert your eyes.
As long as it's, yeah, that's the rule of the podcast. If it's a Disney ad, we don't skip it. Sponsored, but not sponsored. This whole thing was meant to advertise for this really crappy looking board game that was like blind box minis.
See, I suspected it was a game. I just thought it was like a video
no
game cutscene or something.
I
like
thought
that.
It was just like something, because they released them all online. I just thought it was, and it was like during the summer, so I was like, oh, COVID hit, and they were like, hey, let's make some animated shorts. But turns out, no, it was for a board game that I have never seen in stores, so I'm sure that it went very well. Oh, and I have the database of all the characters, which is really not that many, and they're not really all that good. Okay, Valkyrie, Gamora, that's who that was. Cool. Yeah, look at them. They're all crappy.
Yeah.
If we have time at the end, we can explain how the game works. Okay. Anyway, it's the 2020 animated series by directors Alex Bland, Adam Jeffcoat, and Seth Watkins. It took three people to direct 23 minutes of animation.
Well, the first guy was Bland. And then yeah. They're like, we need two more people to make up for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our heroes, Iron Man and Captain Marvel, must team up with some unexpected allies and explore strange lands to solve the mystery of the Thanastones and stop Thanos. Initial thoughts. Something. None of us have seen this before, so I'm skipping that. Just initial thoughts. First time watching it. What did you think? Cameron, then moving down.
Okay.
Why was it so short? They were like, this is a story, and I was like, you're right, this is a story. And then they're like, but it's only 2 minutes long. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it so short?
You wish there was more of it.
Yeah, I wish they had made more of it. Then I think people would have cared about it more. Like, if it was longer, I'd have been like, all right, this is at least worth watching. But because it's so short, it's like, I can't care about it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Cody?
I kind of thought the same thing. And then like, wait, okay, so I know there's a story attached, but why are things so short?
Yeah.
And then I thought, wait, they made Spider-Man into a pig. Yeah. They made Thor into a frog.
Throg, yeah.
Throg, is that his name?
I believe all of these are existing characters. Yeah, Throg.
Yeah,
is...
I figured it was like the alternate reality or whatever.
Yeah, it's like the Animalverse.
They kept Groot the same, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
Ish. And I thought, okay, so I guess the only human element is Stark behind his Iron Man suit and Captain Marvel.
Yes.
I thought, man, Marvel's trying to suck him in young these days.
Yeah. It's... Yeah, so for my initial thoughts, like, I was expecting to hate it. I didn't hate it. I think the animation was very well done. Like, the voice actors were good for what they were asked to do. And, like, the story was simplistic and for kid. Like, knowing now that it was meant to sell toys, like, makes perfect sense. And, like, I grew up with, you know, early internet and like 2 minute animated shorts. Mm. Like I remember like religiously watching the little animated shorts for HeroScape, that like miniature board game, and they were about 2 minutes long too. Mm. So like I could see a kid getting like really invested in this and like, wanting to
When did this Maybe. Come out?
2020.
Oh, I think they've missed that fad.
Yeah, I think that like that worked on my generation. Like I remember being on vacation and in the hotel room, a commercial came on for like the second big mega set of HeroScape. HeroForge is a different thing. And it had like a new animation with it, with like this new faction and all this stuff. And I wanted to show my sister it, but like internet was not easily accessible. So we watched TV for like 4 straight hours, hoping that that commercial would come back on, and it didn't. Oh. So we ended up watching like 9 episodes of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody or whatever. It was weird. But yeah, shall we get into the full review?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We'll see how long it's going to be. I may have to flip over to the wiki if there's characters I wasn't able to identify.
Are we going by episode here?
Yeah, episode by episode.
Okay.
So this will be rapid fire. Episode 1, Dropped into Danger. Thanos monologues. We open with Thanos on his ship monologuing about how he has used the Infinity Gauntlet to create a new world as part of his master plan. He will drop both heroes and villains from several worlds there so he can be free to destroy their worlds as he pleases. We cut to Captain Marvel in space. Iron Man calls her from Avengers Tower. Heroes are being trapped in weird crystals and shot through a mysterious portal. Carol arrives at Battle World, following Stark's signal, and finds Iron Man. Iron Man crashes on Battleworld and meets Captain Marvel. They start blasting some rocks to free other heroes, where they meet Baby Groot, Throg, and Spider-Ham. And they quickly figure out that Thanos is behind it somehow.
By common sense, I guess.
By common sense, who could do this? Thanos. Easy enough. Captain Marvel goes into space to locate Thanos, and the rest decide to go through the portals they found, each through a different portal.
So,
end of episode. Oh. And scene.
My question.
Yes.
If Thanos was going to make a world, why not just destroy all the worlds? And why would you want to destroy all the worlds?
He could with the Infinity Gauntlet. Yeah. Like, they never fully explain his plan. So you have to remember this is meant to sell a board game.
I don't care. If you're going to have a story that's supposed to be captivating,
it literally is like a really low-budget Marvel ripoff of HeroScape. Because the purpose of that is like there's this world, I don't remember what it's called, and there are like 3 factions or whatever fighting over some vital resource that's like these like fountains that give you superpowers or whatever.
Oh, like Warhammer.
Kind of, yes. And they start using this dimensional magic to pull in heroes from different realities, a lot of them being from like Earth and Earth history or Earth future and other dimensions. So like they pull in like elves and Vikings and like Call of Duty soldiers, and you'd go to the store and you'd buy all of these packs that had you know, a different theming, like a pack that has a bunch of samurai or, you know, back then, pirates or ogres, and then you'd build these landscapes, and then you just go through battle scenarios or fight your friends with like their army. Although I never had any friends who played it, so they would just use my armies against each other. So this is that, but the purpose of the board game is you're using different Marvel heroes and villains to fight each other, or Thanos. There is a Thanos figure. Yeah, Thanos ship showdown. So I think like you fight each other and then you fight Thanos. I don't know how the rules of the. There's like cards as well. There weren't cards in HeroScape. You just rolled dice.
Is Loki in this game?
Let me see.
He is a character.
Because he was it. We're getting too far ahead.
Yes, Loki is in it. Oh yeah, the weird like cliffhanger. Yeah, we'll get there. Yes, we'll go straight into moment of the episode.
Oh, okay. My moment of the episode was when Captain Marvel was like, I'm going to destroy this rock. And then she tries to destroy it, and then it just smacks into a bunch of other rocks, and then nothing happens.
Oh, yeah, it was like,
yeah.
It was
like, okay, good job. That was my moment.
Okay, Cody.
The side quest.
Yeah?
Groot gets lost.
Yes.
Was that Groot? That in this one?
Groot, yeah, he, at the end of the episode, he pieces out with Spider-Ham and goes through his own portal.
Oh, yeah.
Finds all these berries and runs into his own enemy.
Yep.
Only to get rescued by Iron Man later.
Yeah. And we'll get into all that. My moment of the episode will be Thanos monologuing at the beginning. Ooh. With the full Infinity Gauntlet and with a stupid plan. And, like, he's got his one Dark Order guy who's like, what's his name? I'm sure he's on here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I think he's the guy
Obsidian
in Infinity
Dark
War that
boy
has, like, the metal powers, right?
Glaive. Yeah, whatever, one of them.
Okay.
I didn't bother looking up which one it was. That's my one. Okay, episode 2, high-tech hijinks. Iron Man, it's okay, we can leave them on. It looks like they're sitting with us. Iron Man exits a portal into a large city with more stones. He frees a zombie Red Skull and is attacked. During the fight, Iron Man frees Ultron from a rock, and robots demand him and Red Skull. They team up and defeat the robots, minus Ultron, who Red Skull chases off. Carol calls Tony, and he warns about freeing potential villains from the stones, just as Throg releases someone mysterious off-screen.
What?
End of episode.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, we'll find out who he released.
Okay.
At the end of in the beginning of episode 3.
Let me find my notes.
Yeah, that might be smart. So, I liked Zombie Red Skull. I thought that was fun. That's probably from the what is it? There's like the just I think it's just Marvel Zombies. It was from the Marvel Zombies arc.
This is a comic where everybody's a zombie?
Pretty much. Hmm. Yeah. It was like, I thought it was dumb how it was just normal Ultron. Like, every other character was like some twist on it. Like, it's Zombie Red Skull, or it's Spider-Ham, or like, you know, different versions of characters. Yeah, like, but like, it's just normal Ultron.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of boring. And like they just like cut through the fight. Like they're like, okay, we'll team up, and then they're just standing on the pile of Ultron drones.
Yeah.
I'm gonna assume that when you buy these blind packs, you're mostly gonna get Ultron drones.
Yeah.
Like that's probably the most common one. There's not even a page for it on the wiki. That's how sad this Ultron drone. Anything else? Moment of the episode. Go.
My moment is when, at the end, when Captain America's like, not Captain America.
Iron Man?
Iron Man's like, uh-oh, there might be enemies in these rocks. Careful when you crack them open. And Throg's like, oh, now you tell me. And he like, already broke it open.
Boom. Yeah. Boom. Enemy. Oh, thanks. Thanks for telling me now.
Your moment of the episode, Cody.
Gotta be that, too.
That, too?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Do we allow duplicates, Cody, Cameron?
I don't think we do.
We don't allow duplicate moments.
Great. Now I gotta remember what else I remember for that episode.
You gotta think of 3 moments in a 2-minute episode. That's the real challenge.
3 moments in a row. gosh, nothing really stood out to me that much in that second episode.
Was Thanos in this one?
I don't think, Thanos isn't.
Thanos doesn't appear until much later on.
Yeah, he, like, starts doing stupid stuff. I liked when he releases Zombie Red Skull, and he just has a line of, oh, you're like a zombie Red Skull.
Oh my gosh.
That's the one.
That's so stupid.
That's the one for me. And it's like, yep. Although I do like Zombie Red Skull, because it's like, he's already like semi-undead.
Yeah, and now he's even
now
more.
Now he's also a zombie. And he's like, oh, he's like saying German stuff. Sorry to German people that listen to the show. But I think he had some German jokes in there that I laughed at. Episode 3, it's raining pigs and frogs. What's the name of this guy?
Throg?
Pork Throg? Grind.
Pork Grind? Really?
That's the enemy.
No. No, but it's like Venom, though. It's like Pig Venom.
I called him Venom Hog, but he's called Pork Grind.
Pork Grind.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't they...
Dude, I tried a pork grind for the first time last week. Disgusting. It's like sucked all the moisture out of my mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I took it out, and I was like, did a little taste, and it was like... I didn't like put it into a bite. I don't know how people eat that. It was gross.
Think you have to eat it with spices. That might be the reason why.
Yeah, it's like eating raw fettuccine. You're not supposed to.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So Throg frees Pork Grind, and is immediately attacked during the fight. Throg breaks more stones, freeing what's the name? Captain America.
Oh my gosh.
Croctor Strange and Ant-Ant.
Oh, what?
it's an ant and an Ant-Man suit, so it's Ant-Ant.
Oh, I hate that.
They team up and defeat Pork Grind. Back on Thanos' ship, Captain Marvel arrives and the ship goes into stealth mode. Throg calls her and updates her on progress. Spider-Ham then admits to losing Baby Groot, and we cut to him in a jungle where some carnivorous plants eye him hungrily.
Ooh.
End of episode.
Spooky. Spooky jungle.
I loved the animal verse characters. I thought it was so fun. Like, besides the names. The names are horrible, but like, the cat... Captain America and Croctor Strange and Ant-Ant were just so, their designs were so fun. I know I'm in the minority here. And like, I'm assuming that Pork Rind, I'm assuming that all of them are from the same universe as Spider-Ham. There's just an animal verse where everyone's an animal.
Unless they're all pigs.
And I believe in the episode description it called the place they were at New Quack City.
New Quack City?
Yeah, but there weren't any ducks. But maybe there is. Like, maybe some...
Bohemian Quack City?
Yeah, New Quack City.
No, Bohemian Quack City.
No. No, and I hate you now.
Weird.
Oh, okay. Well, they have to do puns, so I have to do puns now.
Oh, no.
Anything else? For the episode before we go into the next moment.
Oh my gosh.
Venom Hog. Ant-Ant. I always thought that
I thought he was just a regular Ant-Man, but I guess he's an ant?
Ant-Ant, yeah.
Does he have like an ant face?
Yeah.
Oh, why are they all like bit crushed and stuff?
My mom just bought a horse.
Just now?
Yeah.
5 o'clock on a Monday?
5 o'clock on a Monday. At 5 o'clock on a Monday? Nay.
Oh my god.
There's my quota of puns.
Oh shoot. Now you have to make a pun. See, we're going down the line. I made a pun, Cody made a pun, now you have to make a poor pun before this show ends. I think I just kept talking about why this show is
awful. Amazing.
Like, no, this show is... I don't know why it happened. Anyway,
it seems very inconsequential to everything.
Very much so.
This might just be me, but...
I love it when you start a sentence with that.
But it may be general consensus.
So, the animation style kind of reminded me of, like, that, like, old MMO Facebook game that was, like, human or whatever, but it just had that like animation style. I don't know. It's a really old Facebook game, like 2010 or whatever. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. Exactly. The old. I'm gonna have to find that for you guys after this. Like the old HeroScape animations is just that vibe.
Oh, was it that kind of style?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
I believe, I'd have to look up what it looked like, but I remember it being like that, like short episodes and like focusing on a few of the main characters that came with the box, the original box set. Okay, oh yeah, moment of the episode.
Mm.
There's some one-liner that Captain America says. I don't remember what it is.
Does he though?
Maybe. But like, there's like a team up moment where
he's like, "Shut your mouth!" And then he like,
"Oh my god!"
Oh no.
And like, there's that moment where like they all team up and it's like, "Oh, you guys." Or just Throg's whole thing of like being super Shakespearean in the way
being
he
super
talks.
Shakespearean, mm-hmm. only to get thrown against the wall.
Yeah,
I think that was my favorite part.
It's probably it for me too.
The wall.
Yeah, hitting the wall.
I think the team up moment is great. And anyway, episode 4, King of the Jungle. Baby Groot frolics in the jungle and is narrowly eaten several times by carnivorous plants, but remains oblivious. He breaks a stone to get at some berries and frees Red King, a character I have never heard of.
Yeah, he looked like a red orc.
Red King's wiki. He's involved in the Planet Hulk storyline, and he's the ruler of Sakaar in that. Like, you know the arena in Thor Ragnarok? In the comics, when that happens, he's like the king of that.
Oh, I don't remember him being...
He's not in the movie.
Oh, the cartoon
He's just
movie?
In the comics, I think. I don't know. His wiki is confusing. Let's just forget about it. He's Red King.
All right. Married to the Red Queen.
Yes. Iron Man saves him, and a fight ensues. He tells Red King about Thanos, and Red King decides to help and runs off and is not seen again in the rest of the show. Iron Man calls Captain Marvel, and she tells him that she has found Thanos. He flies off Baby Groot in tow. Cut to Thanos and evil monologue stuff. Two Black Order members teleport off the ship. He's like, "Oh, they cannot disrupt my plan."
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, "Okay, Master." And then they teleport. Moment of the episode, my moment of the episode, will be Red King running off to help and then not helping. I'm assuming he just breaks a bunch of stones and we never see him again.
Yeah.
Anyone else? What are your moments?
My moment is when Captain Marvel has object permanence, she doesn't have object permanence.
Yeah.
And the ship like goes into stealth mode, and she's like,
"Where'd it go?" It doesn't actually move.
Yeah.
It just turns invisible. Where'd it go? Okay, Cody.
Groot being oblivious to everything around him. Sights are set. There we go.
On the berries.
Yes. Exactly. And, you know, there's like these Venus flytrap type things that just try to eat him. And it's like he's able to artfully dance out of their way before they close their jaw on him and things like that. So that is typical Groot.
Yeah.
I was right.
What?
In the MCU, we never see Groot eat. Never mind, he eats his own leaves in the first movie and some candy in the second one.
Yeah, I figured he was eating something.
I Googled, does Groot eat?
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
So I was like, does he? He doesn't need to.
He plays video games, he probably eats.
Yeah, probably eats.
Yeah.
He's gotta sustain something.
Like races in D&D where you don't have to eat, but you can if you want to. That sort of thing.
Food not required, but it's there.
But it tastes good.
Oh, yes, okay.
If you don't have to, but you can, then do you digest that? Okay, I'm not getting into this. Episode 5!
Skyrim, when you just have like a billion food in your inventory, and you're like, I'm not going to eat it, but I like having it.
I'm fine, I'm not going to starve. Oh, wait, clunk.
You eat it, but you just metabolize all of it, so like there's no waste. Episode 5, I didn't write down the title of the episode.
Oh.
I've got it right here.
Yes.
Out of Black Order.
Oh my goodness, it's a pun. The Black Order members arrive in the throne room and meet Spider-Ham and the Thor Corps, who I can actually say who it is now. Ultimate Thor, Valkyrie Gamora.
Oh, that's who that
and
was?
And Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill, is that the horse guy?
That's the horse guy.
Hmm.
Yeah. The Thor Corps win the fight easily. But Thanos shows up and re-traps the Thor Corps in Thanos stones. Spider-Ham, yeah, something just happened to my voice. Spider-Ham escapes to warn the others. Thanos and the two Black Order members teleport away as Spider-Ham leaves. End of episode.
This was probably my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the favorites.
I think it's just the genuine charisma of Spider-Ham.
Spider-Ham is mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
Do you think they got John Mulaney to voice him?
That's exactly what I thought, but I was like, no, that's not
There's
not
no way they got him. I'll open up the IMDb.
In the Mulaney-esque type.
Yeah, exactly.
Attitude
yeah.
and behavior.
Wait, I just have to it's scroll like, to the bottom.
We need you to do a John Mulaney impersonation the whole time. I'm like, oh, can I do that? And you're like, you'll only be in the audio booth for like 5 minutes. So
Jesse Inokala voiced Spider-Ham.
Oh, good job, Jesse. I'm sure you got your $10 worth, or however much they pay you.
He is in
Times
Legends
10.
Of Tomorrow. I haven't seen that show. I don't know who he plays. Yeah, my favorite too. Moment. I don't have anything else to talk about. I thought the Thor Corps were cool.
Yeah.
They're just like, all the character designs are pretty cool, except for Thanos, which is like really basic.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Thor Corps all looked cool, and like Ultimate Thor is dope, and like Valkyrie Gamora. Beta Ray Bill is always a treasure to see. And even though they got like bodied by Thanos, and somehow Spider-Ham just like gets away.
Yeah,
he's just bouncing. He's just chilling out in a hammock he spun, and he's got a chili cheese dog. I think
you forgot about the pig.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it is a hot. It is a hot dog.
I mean, what really? Let me see.
I think it is a chili cheese dog because it's like dripping off of it.
Gosh, you know I want to go to Wiener Schnitzel now.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what that's doing anything, but all right.
They sell hot dogs. We were talking about hot dogs.
Well, Wiener Schnitzel is different, though.
Is it, though?
I feel like it is.
They sell hot dogs.
There's a place called Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. You don't know what Wiener Schnitzel is?
Well, I know where one is.
There's one right by my sister's apartment.
Well, I don't
they have
know
really
your
good. They have really
apartment.
Good chili cheese dogs.
All right.
I knew of one up in Harrisville or something like that.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite restaurants. Anyway, my goodness,
it.
You
he's
people.
He's just kind
of
chilling. Out.
That's a good moment. I won't steal it.
Everybody else is fighting, and then he's just chilling.
And he's just chilling out, and then
He literally got lucky and just didn't find one villain there.
Exactly. I know what my moment is when Thanos is like, "Get back in your Thanos stone."
Oh my gosh! Ooh, it's photography.
Oh, I can't skip the ad.
Ooh.
Oh, this is for it's an ad for Airbnb.
Airbnb. Oh.
Okay.
It's mystical ambience.
Is this literally just a picture?
No, there's a little part of the ad. Yeah, it's just a picture. But there's particle effects.
Oh,
particle illusion.
It's just a filter. But hey, Asgard. We've got 25 minutes. Let's get going. We're not in a hurry. Episode 6, the final episode. Unless you have something else to say about Out of Black Order. That's a good one.
No.
Okay. Battle for Battleworld. Spider-Ham reunites with Groot, Iron Man, and Throg. And I shouldn't have put a comma there. But he reunites with Groot, Iron Man, and Throg. And are confronted by Thanos and the Black Order. Iron Man figures out Thanos' plan, which, duh. Thanos teleports them to his ship. He attacks, telling the other heroes to go for the gauntlet, and none of it works! Spider-Ham ties up the entire Black Order single-handedly, and he shoves them into a teleporter. Just as he is about to teleport them away, just as Thanos is about to teleport them all away again,
yep.
Captain Marvel shows up and blasts Thanos, a fight ensues. The heroes try again to get the gauntlet and succeed this time. Captain Marvel puts the gauntlet on and uses it to put him into his own Thanos stone and flings him into space. They teleport away, and we cut to Thanos, whose stone is found by Loki.
Yeah, Loki.
Yeah.
Hey, Loki.
He's in very low key. Lighting.
The voice is Loki. It doesn't say. There's so many uncredited voice lines. Or people just,
Is it? Yeah, it's probably like all of the
people
robots.
People did multiple roles.
Oh.
Mm, that could be why.
Yeah. But no, it doesn't have one for Loki. Mm. Like, all the female characters are voiced by the same person.
How many females are in there? There's like two.
Captain Marvel and Valkyrie Gamora. Yeah, there's two. Fun fight.
This is how Infinity War should have ended.
Dude, I gotta say, Captain Marvel using the Infinity Gauntlet was cool as hell. And I'm stealing that from my moment of the episode.
Okay.
That's fine.
Like, she puts the gauntlet on and I'm like, yo, that's actually really cool and I wish that it happened. Because that's cool.
Yeah. My moment will be
Spider-Ham.
And he just like he just beats the black
yeah he just
core, whatever they're called.
The whip.
Yeah, he swept them into
I can't do that because these fingers like go up. I can't.
What? Oh.
Aren't you? Like, aren't you you're supposed to be like this hand? I can do it.
Does he?
Oh! You don't do that. You do like that.
Oh, like in? I still can't do that.
Ouch.
This is the part of the podcast where we figure out how to do the Spider-Man hand pose without hurting our fingers.
I feel like it was in the middle, because like when they did the toys that would like shoot the spider stuff, it was like in the middle of
it
your
just,
hand
yeah,
or whatever.
It bugs me how like when he's drawing, like his fingers are like perfectly like flat.
Oh, yeah.
And like his...
Like,
his things are
like
going down to the wrist.
In his fingers.
Mm. I mean, that makes sense. We all have like keyboard fingers who are used to, you know, typing like that, so we can't stretch them.
Yeah, eventually they'll just go.
I only stretch when I hit Control Z.
Dude, like taking ASL was so difficult for me because of all like the like hand movements and stuff.
Oh, really?
That my hands were constantly hurting during class, and I have to like stretch them out.
Oh.
Or like I tried to like fingerspell something and just be like. I feel like I'd sprain my wrist. I was such a wimp.
Hopefully this doesn't mean something in
ASL. That was fun. It was spoiled in the thumbnail, however. Like, when you go to watch it, the picture is Captain Marvel shooting Thanos.
Oh.
Not with the gauntlet on, but, you know, still.
Well, shooting him nonetheless.
And it shows that he has all of the Infinity Stones.
Also like literally the first second of the episode. He's like, I have all the Infinity Stones. Look, I made this world.
Yet when he's found by Loki, Loki has his scepter, which should have the Mind Stone in it.
Oh, he made a new scepter.
Okay.
And it's just a normal spear for stabbing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Loki's magical. He can turn into a horse, so
he can
probably make a new scepter.
He does use the scepter to stab. One time. Coulson.
Does he stab him? I thought he shot him.
Yeah, he stabs him. Coulson shoots Loki. But Loki stabs Coulson.
Okay.
Hmm.
Anyway, any other thoughts? Moment of the episode. I call Captain Marvel wielding the Infinity Gauntlet.
Mine was Spider-Ham.
Yeah.
Well, I'll piggyback. No pun intended.
Oh!
Of that, where Thanos is about to go after them, and then, answer me this:
yeah?
Is it kind of like a common trope in animated movies where the villain's about to act, and then suddenly he no longer has his weapon?
Oh yeah.
Where he snaps and then realizes nothing happens,
and then
the gauntlet's gone.
It's like him. It's like the referencing Endgame, because he does that in Endgame where like he snaps and it's just like the tink, but like he has his normal hand.
Mm-hmm.
They just took the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Somehow. It doesn't show how. It just
Captain Marvel was there, so she was just like yoink.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Time to rank the film. My goodness.
Let's rank it.
Honestly, I'm running out of ways to
Marvel A&W.
Battle.
It's gone.
Mystery.
You must be hungry, aren't you?
Thanos stones.
I ate just before I came here.
Okay,
actually.
I am running out of space to fit like the whole wheel on the whole list, like on screen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how I work that up. I might like have it just scroll up. Okay, so I'll start at the top.
Okay.
And once you get a, once you hear the name of
can
a
start at
thing,
because it's no, it's not going to be higher than
I'm gonna
that.
Start at the top oh, for my. The people at home. Okay. As soon as you hear something that is worse than this, then speak out. It's got Frozen 2, Dead Man's Chest, Empire Strikes Back, New Hope, Hamilton, The Muppets, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Finding Dory, Fishhooks, Cars, The Simpsons, Hatching Pete, Noelle, Hocus Pocus, The Incredible Hulk 1996 animated series, Lizzie McGuire, Tom and Huck, Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, X-Men 2000 animated series, nope, not the animated series, the movie, live action.
Okay, I was
going
to say, wait.
Linda Paw 1941. Marvel Rising, Heart of Iron. We're getting, okay, honestly, I'm feeling above Linda Paw but below X-Men. Because this
below,
is,
okay.
Because like, and like, yes, above Marvel Rising, Heart of Iron, because that felt long. This is 23 minutes. It was enjoyable. I enjoyed myself when I watched it. It was short.
Above Linda Paw, though?
Above Linda Paw.
Above Linda Paw? It's the
I want to say below.
Below Linda Paw.
Yeah.
But above Marvel Rising Heart of Iron.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree with that. I think that's a good compromise. So for those of you who are Marvel Battle World Misery of the Thanos Jones, is it number 21 on the list?
Seems really high.
Above Marvel Rising, yeah, and it's also above Bambi by proxy. Everything's in relation.
Oh,
so shoot. You don't get to see what's even further down.
Okay. All right.
We're still only on one page, which is surprising.
We'll get there.
We'll crack two pages before too long.
32? This is episode 30. No, this is episode 32, isn't it? Yeah, it's episode 32. Okay, I had that correct. Film Information and Statistics. This was written by Mark Hoffmeyer, directed by Alex Bland, Adam Jeffcoat, and Seth Watkins, released all on June 17th, 2020 via the internet. This is the first internet-only release that we've done.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ever. Just like, wait.
No. Runtime of 3 minutes per episode.
Give or
IMDb pick. Score. 6 out of 10.
We're on 32. This is episode 32.
Yeah, I was right. Yeah. I said 32.
I think you said 31.
I second guessed myself at 41, but I went 32. No Rotten Tomatoes. Bechdel test obviously fails. Captain Marvel. There's only 2 female characters, only one of them talks.
She kind of talks to herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in her mind, it passes, I guess. Maybe.
Is she the main character?
It passed. There's another cult. Where Streams Come True tradition. I think the Black Order counts as a cult.
Yes, I agree, yeah.
Okay.
Cult. Yay!
And now it is time to spin the wheel. This week's wheel was submitted via email by Boris, not the Prime Minister of the UK.
Oh my gosh.
And is the throwbacks wheel, which, my goodness, it's long.
Oh.
Since you're on the end, Cameron, spin a bit. You can spin it.
Oh boy,
All right.
And then we'll choose the next wheel. Oh, boy.
Yeet!
It's just a lot of old. Oh, yes! Yes, 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 yes. It will be Recess, the 1997 animated series!
The series?
Yeah, not the movie.
Oh, no!
Dude, Recess is awesome! You didn't like Recess as a kid?
I watched the movie and I was like, what is this crap?
Oh my goodness, no, dude, the show. See, they agree with me.
No, they...
Wayne's World agrees with me. It's great, it's great. Recess is awesome.
Oh my gosh. Well, at least it's not Marvel.
It aired on Saturday mornings for a period of time, I remember. I think it was like on ABC or something. Or it might have been on like reruns on Toon Disney or something back when Toon Disney was a thing.
Dude, I love Recess. Recess is so good. Okay, new wheel decision.
Oh, yes.
All right.
So we received via email 2 new wheels, one by, I'm going to butcher this name, Ukpabi M. UKPABI, the female leads wheel, which was added during Women's History Month.
Oh, yeah. Okay. When is that?
And Joe S. submitted 4K Ultra HD and HDR, which is a section on the main page.
Documentaries only.
So, what I propose, we do have a habit of not using our backlog and using newer suggestions, but the wheel failed us during Black History Month by giving us Marvel Rising Heart of Iron.
Yeah.
I say we give the wheel a second chance for Women's History Month and go with the female leads reel.
Yes.
Which may give us another Marvel Rising series, but probably won't. Let me go to Disney Plus and look at what. Oh, yeah.
As long as there is an actual female lead in this and not like fake like it did with the Black History one.
Yeah, the Black History Month was like, she was... You know, I might argue that Riri wasn't the lead of that film.
Yeah.
It was an ensemble film, and she was introduced via it, but she honestly wasn't in it. Like, there were characters in there that probably were in it more than she was.
Yeah.
Okay, search. Female leads collection. We've got Captain Marvel, a Jane Goodall documentary, Rogue One, Ruby Bridges.
We get Rogue One.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
Kind of.
Wait, what?
Yeah, watch us get Ant-Man and the Wasp, where it's she's just not
only partially a female lead.
Yeah. Somebody shoot us now.
Maleficent.
We've got
the entire sequel trilogy because of Rey. We haven't even touched the sequels. We've gotten almost all of the original trilogy and nothing else Star Wars. Sound of Music. Viking Warrior Women. I watched that on National Geographic.
Dude, the Sound of Music, though.
Sound of Music, yeah.
Okay. We're gonna get some Nazis on this show.
Oh, no.
Yay. Kim Possible, we got the Frozen movies, we got Anastasia for some reason.
You're saying we can get Frozen 2 again?
No, we don't do repeat of movies.
Good.
We could get Lizzie McGuire again and watch more episodes.
Yes.
We got Lamp Life. Featuring Bo Peep from Toy Story. Mulan, not the live action one, that's not on Disney Plus yet. Moana. I'm assuming it doesn't have all of the princess movies. Probably for a good reason.
Because they're not female leads?
No. I wouldn't consider them female led.
Yeah.
More like female about. Like you can be about female but not have them really be a leading role.
Mm-hmm.
Agent Carter.
Carter.
Yeah, it's about Peggy Carter from.
Was it the actual?
The TV show.
Actress that played.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Taylor Atwell.
Cool. Oh,
I watched the first season. It's really good. WandaVision. Taylor Swift. Folklore, the Long Pond audio sessions.
What?
Oh, that sounds boring.
Yeah, that does.
Concert film, actually filmed in a studio recording sesh.
That's so Raven.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might actually be good.
Yeah, Double Teamed. Oh my gosh, Double Teamed. That has
what?
Our former professor in it, doesn't it?
What?
Double Team.
You mean Orozco?
Yeah, isn't he in that movie? Like at the end.
I think
I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, he was in a movie.
Yeah, I believe it's Double Teamed. A movie that is very poorly named.
Yeah.
It's about twins who play basketball.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was in it. Twin girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very, very poorly named.
Why did they name it that? Anyway. That'll be our wheel for next time. Will that episode actually come out during Women's History Month?
Ooh, yes. Good question.
Okay, it will not. It'll come out during April.
When is Women's History Month?
March.
Oh, so...
We're in the middle of it.
It'll come out in the second week, the month after Women's History Month. But we will record it also not during Women's History Month. So I better put the wheel together now so I don't lose the collection.
Yeah.
Smart.
Isn't April Pride Month? But I highly doubt Disney's going to put together a collection for Month because they do not have any gay characters except for that one Pixar short.
There's literally going to be one.
Yeah,
one
it's just like, it's like the Pride Month collection and it's just out from Pixar. Like,
And as always,
thank you all so much for listening and watching. If you like the show, please review us on iTunes or whatever podcast service you use to listen and share it with your friends. You can send reviews or comments to wheredreamscometrue@gmail.com. On Twitter, @Studio76WSCT. You can submit a wheel, such as a category or a search term on Disney+. And if you send a review, we may read it on the show. Or you can submit a recording to anchor.fm/wheredreamscometrue. And as always,
we're here.
We're here. And that's the sign up.